It's Thursday, June 20, 2024.
Americans are facing extreme conditions from coast to coast, and the worst of the heat is yet to come.
Extreme heat intensifies across eastern U.S. as Tropical Storm Alberto kicks off hurricane season.
What was so shocking to me about, you know, Ruidoso's alert, in all caps, go now. Do not attempt to gather any belongings.
Deadly wildfires force evacuations in New Mexico. Plus,
not much you can do. The school doesn't really have air conditioning. It's not fair to the kids or staff to be in there.
Schools grapple with the impacts of extreme heat.
All of those impacts and too many more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Doesn't look like it's cooling down anytime soon. Scientists warn heat waves will be longer, more intense, more frequent. So, good news for Mrs. Heatwave.
This is your Green News Report.
Anything can be a sex joke.
Okay, Desi Doyen, at this point, it's like the extreme weather is pretty much exploding everywhere across these United States, at least.
Oh, yes. So much extreme weather. As we go to air, nearly 100 million Americans across 24 states are grappling with dangerous extreme heat. Maine issued its first ever excessive heat warning.
In Maine.
Also, Tropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of what is forecast to be a very busy Atlantic hurricane season, quickly spun up and made landfall in northern Mexico Thursday morning, fueled by unusually hot ocean waters. Alberto's torrential rainfall across northern Mexico and south Texas is triggering dangerous flooding. Even before landfall, Alberto generated significant storm surge along the entire Texas coast, hundreds of miles away.
Messing with Texas.
In New Mexico, two wind-driven wildfires burning out of control in unusually hot and dry conditions forced the evacuation of the entire town of Ruidoso. That's about 8,000 people, with only minutes of warning. Two deaths confirmed as we go to air. Officials estimate at least 1,400 structures have been damaged or destroyed. New Mexico is facing both fire and rain as seasonal monsoon storms unleashed hail, a dust storm, and flash floods, particularly dangerous for burn areas.
They've seen fire and they've seen rain.
Yep, because of course. Heads up, in the Pacific Northwest, the FDA has issued a warning that consumers should avoid eating shellfish from Oregon and Washington State because they may be contaminated with toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning caused by an algae bloom likely triggered by fertilizer runoff and warm ocean waters. Over in the Middle East, during the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, the death toll from heat stroke has soared. At least 550 people have now died as temperatures spike to an astonishing 125 degrees.
125 degrees.
And Delhi, India, this week experienced its hottest night on record, with overnight temperatures dropping to a searing 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, man.
During one of the longest and most severe heat waves in India's history. Numerous studies show that man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels is unleashing more frequent extreme weather events globally. Climate scientists say even worse outcomes can be avoided if governments cut emissions faster.
Good luck with that. We ought to just change the name of the show to the Impact News Report at this point.
In other news, Inside Climate News reports that multiple recent studies warn about the risks that extreme temperatures pose to kids around the world. Extreme temperatures are particularly dangerous for children under the age of 9 because heat affects their smaller bodies faster than adults. It can also affect their learning, sleep, and mental health. Heat also impacts pregnancy. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association links extended heat waves to an elevated risk of early and preterm births. U.S. schools that are still in session are grappling with how to keep children safe in extreme heat, especially in areas that haven't traditionally needed air conditioning. A recent report from the Center for Climate Integrity estimated that nearly 14,000 public schools across the country that didn't need air conditioning in 1970 will need to install cooling systems in coming years at an estimated cost of more than $40 billion, according to report co-author Richard Wiles on CBS News.
And it's going to get not only hotter outside, but more expensive to maintain those systems and going into the future. It's a permanent cost to schools that was not there before the climate started overheating.
Yikes. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we didn't have the heart to get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer.